What can citrus tell us about Israel's occupation of Gaza? Israeli and U.S. leaders keep saying Palestinians could turn Gaza into something like the Singapore of the Middle East, a thriving economic hub, if only they'd stop resisting occupation and focus on economic development.
Gaza will become the Singapore of the Middle East. It'll be beautiful.
But here's the thing. Whenever Palestinians have tried to do just that, Israel has sabotaged them at every turn. And nothing demonstrates that more than the story of how Israel decimated Gaza's once thriving citrus industry. You might not believe it now, but long before Israel's occupation and the genocide, Gaza used to be famous for citrus. For decades, farmers in Gaza grew and exported oranges around the world. During the 1800s and the early 1900s, citrus was the backbone of the Palestinian economy. And oranges from Gaza could be found in markets across the Middle East and North Africa, and even as far as Europe. Gaza's citrus industry even survived the 1948 Nakba, when Zionist militias expelled at least 750,000 Palestinians from their homes to create the State of Israel. Many of these refugees resettled in Gaza. By the 1960s, the citrus industry was essential in Gaza, employing more than 30% of its workforce. Palestinian farmers were working to build a future, despite the turmoil around them. Then, in 1967, Israel took over Gaza, and that's when everything changed. Israel started forcing almost all Palestinian exports to go through Israeli checkpoints. Suddenly, Gaza's farmers couldn't freely export their oranges like they used to. After spending months tending to their groves, farmers would harvest the oranges and then pack them into crates to be shipped off. But those oranges would then be held up at Israeli checkpoints, where they'd rot before ever reaching the market. By 1983, citrus production had dropped by over 25%. And that was just the beginning. Israeli soldiers and settlers bulldozed and even poisoned Gaza's citrus groves, claiming the trees provided cover for Palestinian resistance groups. The combination of Israeli restrictions and attacks on the trees made the process of growing and selling citrus increasingly unsustainable for Palestinian farmers in Gaza. So they tried to adapt. They switched to crops that don't grow on trees, like strawberries and tomatoes, so that Israel wouldn't insist on bulldozing them. But Israel sabotaged these crops too. Israeli authorities forced Gaza's farmers to remove the stems from their tomatoes before packing them. The result? Tomatoes spoiled faster. By the time they were finally allowed to go through Israeli checkpoints, they were often rotten and unsellable, just like the oranges. A leaked cable from 2008 said Israeli officials had reportedly confirmed that they intended to keep the Gazan economy on the brink of collapse without quite pushing it over the edge. Today, Gaza's orange and lemon groves may be gone, but that's not because Palestinian farmers didn't try hard enough. Israel made sure they never stood a chance. And now, after carrying out a genocide, Israel is attempting to force Palestinians out once and for all. If Israel really wanted Gaza to thrive, then why not let Palestinians export their oranges?